Today, Be'ezr Hashem learned Perek Arba'a Shemrin, the 8th Perek of Masechta Shavuos, and learned Daf Mem Tes. Some of the topics we learned about include Arba'a Shemrin, the 4 types of custodians, Shemechinim, an unpaid custodian who is always exempt unless he was Peshaya negligent, Vahashayel, a borrower who is always liable even for an Einus, an unavoidable mishap, Naisisachar, a paid custodian who is exempt for an Einus but liable for Geneva Vaveda if the deposit was lost or stolen, and Vahasecher, a renter. It's machlik is whether he is comparable to a paid or unpaid custodian. Rashi formulates the principle regarding each custodian's consequence for swearing falsely. Im nishba al davashu mechuyiv olav im hayda, ubishvuase pater atzmei malashalam. If the custodian swore falsely about an event for which he would have been obligated to pay, nimtza shekayfei mamen v'chayev karbon shvuase bekadin v'chaymish v'ashem. He's liable to a karbon and he must repay the deposit plus an additional 1/5 since he swore falsely to exempt himself from payment. Kefil dal vehe, a thief is liable for double the stolen item's value, and if he subsequently slaughtered or sold it, he's liable 4 times the value for a sheep and 5 times the value for an ox. A custodian who swears falsely regarding a theft is equally liable. Shvuas bitui, it is machlekes in which of these cases is he liable for shvuas bitui, uttering a false oath.